Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
I want to welcome in Mark Fitch from CT Inside Investigator. He's written extensively on the former treasurer in Hartford. And obviously, she abruptly resigned. There were some allegations or implications she might have destroyed documents. And you can go to... And again, it's really interesting work at insideinvestigator.org, or you can just do CT Inside Investigator on Google and you'll get to it. And the story I wanted to talk about was the one, I mean, he's been producing a lot of content lately, but Hartford Treasurer dined with money managers for annual reviews, according to emails. He joins us now on Brian & Company. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me on.
So I guess... You know, so the former treasurer, you found out she would these fund managers would wine and dine her, and then she would decide to give them pension money to manage. Correct?
Correct. Yes. I've been digging through this a lot, and it seems like there were a lot of issues that came up. But you know, I went through her calendar and her emails and. All these annual reviews, the treasurer was in charge of reviewing a money manager's performance and then making recommendations whether or not to continue with that money manager to the pension commission. In this case, you know, she was scheduling these annual reviews for her and her team and, a team representing the investment firm at, you know, a fairly pricey steak and sushi restaurant in Hartford every single time. And she wasn't paying the bill. she was having those meals paid for her.
Now, is the implication, it's not illegal? Is it unethical? Is it not done in other parts of the world? Like, does the treasurer in Boston go get dined by Fidelity? Or does, you know, the treasurer in New York City get dined by BlackRock? I don't know.
So it's very, when it comes to the world of investment, it's very important to maintain, you don't want to have the appearance of impropriety. And if you go to, you know, the state's ethics, the city's ethics laws, you can't, as an elected official, accept a gift that is above $50.
That's the rule.
That restaurant has, you know, like a steak that is much more expensive than $50. And I don't know, you know, I can't say what she ordered. I don't have the receipts, you know, because, you know, she didn't pay the bill. So you're not supposed to be accepting gifts above $50. But also there's just the implication, the appearance of a conflict of interest is against the ethics code in the city of Hartford. And I've had past conversations with others, you know, who are involved in this, you know, area, who are like, no, we can't, you know, we can't do that. You know, like, you're not supposed to be doing that.
It should be done. It should be done in a conference room, like everything else, like this. And I'm not saying I think it's okay. I'm just wondering if this is common practice within the industry, and you're saying it's not.
Shouldn't be. Okay. I'm not saying it's not, but like it's not. This goes against the city's conflict of interest laws and its ethics code. So it's not supposed to happen like this. And this is one of many things that, you know, I've uncovered in my reporting on this. You know, one of the other things was, you know, a law firm representing one of the city's money managers donated heavily to her campaign just a month before she, you know, proposed investing a sizable, you know, several million dollars with that company. They were sending tens of thousands of dollars to support one of her, you know, community events, routing that money through a nonprofit where she served as treasurer. None of that's okay. Like you can't do that.
Is this part of why she stepped down, or is this stuff we're just finding out after?
I don't know why she stepped down. She says she stepped down to take care of family issues, but I don't know. I had been looking into this before she stepped down, and then when she did, and you know, news broke about the FBI subpoenas, I was, you know, I was already well on my way to, you know, putting out the work. So.
Yeah. Oh, it's too bad you couldn't get it 2 weeks earlier. Mark Fitch from CT Inside Investigator joining us. You've written extensively on Carmen Sierra. And the scrutiny, did you try? I mean, she's obviously lawyered up and can't talk, I imagine. Did the city say anything?
No, city hasn't said anything. You know, I've reached out to their corporation council in the past, haven't heard back. You know, I've reached out to her. I tried to set up, you know, an interview with her attorney, and then, you know, got ghosted. So, yeah, everybody's kind of clammed up at this point. You know, if I were them, I would be too. So I understand it. But, you know, as far as, you know, me getting documents through the FOI, you know, I'm getting them and putting out what I find.
Yeah. Well, some of them might not be there anymore, according to some people's speculation. You go to CT, well, you can just see CT Inside Investigator on Google, but it's insideinvestigator.org/Hartford, and you can find all of Mark Fitch's work. Not only is he written on that, he's written on a whole bunch of other things lately. Been busy about troopers being mandated to take voluntary overtime. I love that the line. How can you be mandated for something that's supposed to be voluntary? And that's that piece came out yesterday. Sorry we're tight on time, Mark, but it's really important work, and we appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.